Welcome to TipTB Finance, where we're joined by James Hughes, who's a senior market analyst at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, thank you very much. Good morning to you.
All right, I'm hoping that you don't have that shrinking feeling today.
Yes, shrinking balance sheets is the word of the day, isn't it? I think, and finally getting rid of some of this, which basically is the third form of QE, which has been with the Fed for however long now, since they've been loading it up with mortgage related products for however many years. But that was the headline from yesterday. That's the big thing that's really moved us. We didn't hear anything from the Fed yesterday or from the FOMC meeting minutes about rates. Nothing necessarily came through from that point of view, because that was the area that we were focusing on. And again, the markets weren't really prepared for anything to be discussed around the balance sheet. There has been discussions about it over the last few months or so, but still, it wasn't expecting much to come out of the meeting minutes so concrete about what's going on with the balance sheet and the expectations of shrinking that down. We wanted to know whether there was going to be four rate hikes this year or three rate hikes, and we wanted any sort of hint towards any of that, but we didn't get that. But the news about the balance sheet really did see markets move. And if you look at some of the moves yesterday, especially you look at gold, I mean, the ADP payroll number saw us fall aggressively. The Fed's, the FOMC meeting minutes saw us rise back up again. So it's been it was a sort of whipsawy sort of session yesterday afternoon.
But was that, I mean, that was a real bombshell. I mean, it was interesting that when that came out, it was almost as if people didn't actually understand what it meant, because really, if you've been following these things for any period of time, you'll know that the balance sheet issue is actually possibly in a way more significant than interest rates. So if they're taking things the other way, unwinding QE, that's a massive negative on the whole bubble that we've had for the last 8 years, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And as we said, that building up that balance sheet is effectively that third point of QE that the Fed have been doing, as and how much that they've been pumping into that economy. And now to start unwinding that and to come away with that, you can forget about the fact that you've been raising interest rates by tiny amounts, a quarter of a point three times in 10 years. That means nothing compared to the fact that you're now going to start unwinding that overall balance sheet, which is as you say, enormous news. And the reaction yesterday was kind of a weird one, because you're right, you're taking away that backstop to the economy. So it's going to be interesting to see how markets react throughout the rest of the session, once it's deciphered a little bit more what it actually means and what it's going to mean going forward, how much is coming off it, and how long it's going to take, and all of those unanswered questions that we get. But you're right, it was a bombshell that no one was expecting to see yesterday from the Fed.
Yeah, I mean, the other issue, I think somebody was saying from the minutes, also the stock market looked too high, which was not a help either. So we're really going into the meeting with Trump and Xi, and then tomorrow's payrolls with this is going to be, if the markets can survive this, they can survive anything really, can't they?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yesterday it was interesting, wasn't it? Because Janet Yellen or the Fed minutes saying that, yeah, look, stocks are overvalued. But, I mean, stocks are overvalued when you look at it from the Trump point of view, and the fact how far we've risen on the back of some of this news being about the tax and fiscal policies that we know nothing about at the moment. And that's why we're feeling that they're overvalued. I mean, we must remember that Q4 earnings, I think it was something silly like 72-71% of S&P 500 companies beat expectations. So there is actual upside within the stocks which are moving which are part of these equity markets. The stocks are performing well, the earnings have been particularly good, but half of that rally hasn't been on the back of those earnings. It's been on the back of the expectations of what Donald Trump's going to do around taxes, and we just haven't heard anything.
Well,
his current track record isn't. It means he's not. We're not potentially going to get much voted through on that. He may not get much support for it. So that's the other worry.
Well, he has no track record at all at the moment, but I'm sure he'll have one eventually. The other thing, which was maybe more sinister and serious, was that attack in Syria, and then the hint by Trump, again, if we believe him, that he might actually do something about that, pushing crude oil up a bit, maybe supporting gold as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he had to take a hard line, and that was someone had to take a hard line over what was going on. We saw cronies sitting around at the UN Security Council just discussing it. But Donald Trump seems to have taken a hard line. What he's actually going to do, what he can do, is obviously another question. But you're right in terms of movements in oil. It pushed things up. And again, it was interesting yesterday because we were expecting to see a build in those oil inventories as well, and we didn't get it. We got a draw yet again, just over a million barrel draw. So the fact that he's then come out and mentioned or led us to believe that he could do something in Syria has led to gold higher, led to oil higher. But there's so much with that rhetoric coming out. As you say, there's Trump and Xi Jinping, the meeting which is going to happen today. And tomorrow's payrolls. There's so much more coming out over the next couple of days, which, as you say, if these equity markets and the equity market rally survives this sort of move, then it can survive anything. But everywhere we go at the moment, every time the markets dip down, they, especially on Wall Street and the Dow and the S&P, they seem to double bottom, and then we're flying from there again. So the market needs to stop double bottoming and getting these technical support levels underneath it and actually follow through on something on the downside for us to do this. And at the moment, that just isn't happening. Everything is being met by buying opportunities, and we're flying higher again.
Well, we'll see how it pans out for the next 48 hours. James Hughes, Chief Market Strategist at GKFX, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.